The School District of Philadelphia proposed a sweeping set of changes today that would affect 5,000 students and more than a dozen schools. As WHYY's Kevin McCory reports, the changes include new openings, closings, and overhauls.
Under Superintendent William Hite's tenure, the Philadelphia school system has not been afraid to grow, despite chronic financial trouble.
Today, we're actually making an announcement about providing for as many as 5,000 children opportunities to get in better schools close to where they live.
So what's in the plan? Hite wants to create two new schools, a non-selective Science Leadership Academy middle school in University City and another non-selective project-based high school in North Philadelphia. He also plans to shutter two low-performing middle schools and add upper grades to the elementary schools that feed into them. This, like much of the plan, has a lot to do with stemming the tide of parents choosing charter schools for their kids instead of district ones. Bieber Middle School in West Philadelphia would be phased out over 2 years.
84% of the individuals who live in that catchment area are not sending their children to Bieber. At the elementary level, at those feeder elementary schools, that is a very different dynamic. And what we're trying to do is ensure that those children can stay in those areas longer, and we think that more individuals would do that.
The plan also calls for up to three new district-run turnaround efforts. However, these schools haven't been selected yet. Hite also plans to convert an additional three chronically underperforming schools into neighborhood-based charters through what's known as the Renaissance process, tapping Cook Elementary in Logan, Huey Elementary in West Philly, and Wister Elementary in Germantown. The last time the district sought charter conversion, it went the democratic route, allowing parents to choose who they wanted to run the school, the district or the charter. Then, parents at both schools voted for the district to retain control. This year, a parent-wide vote will not be held, angering some advocates. Helen Gim is co-founder of Parents United for Public Education and a Democratic nominee for city council.
One of the biggest issues that we have with the school district is the need for communities to feel like they're engaged in a process rather than being dictated to.
The bulk of these changes still need the blessing of the Philadelphia School Reform Commission. If approved, the added cost would reach between $15 and $20 million a year when the plan is fully implemented. There wouldn't be any added costs until next year. This year, with the state budget still unresolved, the district needed to take out a $275 million loan just to get by. Those funds dry up at the end of the month. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.